Today on KEXE, KBXE, we're talking with some local breweries in northern Minnesota about reopenings, how their businesses have fared during the pandemic. Governor Tim Walz has announced cautious steps to restart parts of the state's hard-hit restaurant and bar industry in the COVID-19 area, announcing that bars and eateries could start to serve sit-down customers beginning June 1st, and also less capacity inside is how I think it goes. We will begin these conversations today with Tasha Klocko, owner of Klocko Brewing in Grand Rapids, and she joins us now. Hey, Tasha, thanks for being with us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Well, I assume you're like all of us. This came up out of nowhere, of course, that this shutdown and pandemic. How did you guys initially respond and react to what was going on?
Well, we were pretty proactive. We're kind of more realists than anything, so we just kind of formulated a plan of worst case scenario versus best case scenario, and took action pretty quickly to kind of maintain for however long we needed to at this time.
So you stayed open. Where have you been seeing customers?
Yeah, so we stayed open for off sale throughout this entire thing. Just we set hours pretty early on of what people, the community, could expect from us, and just carried that out throughout this whole thing to be kind of something more stable that people could look forward to popping in and grabbing new beer releases, because the beer doesn't stop. We keep brewing. We keep pushing it through.
So how did it go, Tasha? I mean, was it popular at first and then phased out a little bit? People lost interest, or was it pretty consistent?
You know what? This community is incredible. Anyone who lives here knows that, but we have been extremely humbled by the community and their response to us and their support of us. We can't even fathom how we're ever going to pay back the community for everything that they've done for us.
So now, as we move through and move ahead, how will Klocko look differently when you open?
So the order on the first is that we can have 50 people outside, and that's it, until they turn the dial some more. So there's no inside capacity allowed at all at this point. So the city has been awesome to work with. The governor instructed cities to get creative, and they've gotten creative, which is amazing to see. So we'll be opening a beer garden in the parking lot with the social distancing requirements for, you know, a group of 50 people. Depending on their party size, they'll have different tables and tents that they can go to. And then the city looks like they might be opening a pocket park underneath the water tower as well. So people will have the opportunity to go over there as well. And they said they're going to open a few around the town. And if that goes well, they'll keep doing it year after year, which I think would be a beautiful thing to have parks all over the city while it's beautiful out.
So how are you setting up that outside area so that people are at safe distances and everything?
Well, it's a pretty big parking lot, so we'll be able to kind of space out the tables as the requirement goes of 6 feet. And then just some guidelines for people to kind of keep things in order.
Yeah. So you mentioned your beers keep on coming. Tell us about some of the new beers that you guys have coming out of Klocko.
Yeah, so one thing that really went wild is the smoothie sour we put out called Milner Delight. We did a raspberry and a blueberry version, and it flew. So we had to rebrew that one really quick, so it'll be back in about a week or so. Otherwise, the Nut Brown Ale is back. We re-released Billy Bumbler Belgian Triple. We have an Amber Lager coming up. We brewed our Oktoberfest beer for the fall, so that's lagering in our cold room. We have a lot of stuff in barrels. So we never really stopped production or even really slowed it down, because, you know, people will want to see new things coming from us regardless. So just keeping something there and consistent for the community to look forward to was really important to us through this.
Were you hoping for more of a lifting of restrictions from the state?
I think they handled it really, really well, to be honest. They gave enough restrictions or guidelines, they call them guidelines, really, that we could work with it and be creative with it. And I feel like if things aren't working, that they're going to adjust those guidelines as needed.
How's your staff?
Staff's doing great. We brought back, we just brought it down to Andy and I. Now we're only like a staff of five full-time people, and that includes Andy and myself. So we brought it down to just Andy and myself for about 8 weeks. And then we brought our brewer Max on. I think this is his second week back. And then next week we're bringing back our production staff member. And then last to come back will be our tap room, depending on how this kind of unfolds over these next few weeks.
You talked about how much support, how almost overwhelmed you are by the local support. Have you also been trying to do that back to other businesses, or how does that feel as you guys, your family too?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yes. So we're just trying to, every week we're like, okay, who haven't we visited in a while now? So every single week it's like, okay, we NoPo's back open, so we have to get over to NoPo and just unwind. And Zorba's, when they popped back open, we ran over there, and just endlessly trying to spread that love around.
So what's the best way for people to support local breweries, support Clacko Brewing right now?
I think just showing up. It's so nice to see familiar faces. It creates some form of normalcy for us, because we're so used to our spot being about community and socializing. And it's just nice to see familiar faces and create that spark again, that things can eventually be back to that level.
You can follow Clacko Brewing on Facebook. Do you have a website, or what's the best way to find you?
Facebook, Instagram, at Clacko Brewing, otherwise ClackoBrewing.com.
All right. Sounds great. Tasha, thanks for your time today.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
You too.